Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.
Nsemmilkom jena akida mi kolintikom eħba l-programm Aħna l-Europa l-lum il-ġimgħa 23 ta' Deċembru 2022. Qabel l-aħħar programm minn din is-sensiela mtellam il-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Kif nafu kienet sena imqalba ħafna b'ħafna avvenimenti, ftit konna nistennew l-invażjoni Russa fl-Ukraina fl-24 ta' Frar li għadda, għaddu aktar minn 300 jum minn dakinhar. U din l-invażjoni u l-impatt tagħha għadhom hemmhekk li jista' jarhom kulħadd u għadna ngħixu b'din il-gwerra fuq l-adba tal-Ewropa. Ma minkejja dan kienet is-sena wkoll li matula l-Ewropa u l-kumplament tad-dinja pruvaw jirkupraw mill-effetti tal-pandemija tal-Covid li ma sena waslet ukoll biex ikun hemm irkupru ekonomiku imma sfidi oħrajn fosthom fl-enerġija. U f'dawn l-aħarijiem kien hemm żvilupp importanti f'dan ir-rigward bejn l-istati membri li se nitkellmu dwaru minn hawn u ftit ieħor. Fil-programm tal-lum iżda se nitkellmu wkoll dwar politika oħra li l-Kummissjoni Ewropea qed taħdem fuqha rigward it-traffikar tal-persuni, problema li rari nitkellmu dwarha anka fil-Gżejjer Maltin forsi kontrarju għall-impressjoni din hija pjaga li teżisti u għal daqstant jeħtieġ azzjoni konkreta dwarha li ma' azzjoni l-Kummissjoni Ewropea jidher li qed tieħu b'serjetà kbira ħafna kif se nsegu minn hawn u ftit ieħor mill-Kummissarju Ewropew Ylva Johansson. Imma ħanibdew l-ewwel parti b'aħbarijiet relatati ma' Malta. Kif f'dawn l-aħħarjem il-Kummissjoni Ewropea irċeviet l-ewwel talba għal pagament minn Malta relatata mazzatax il-milestone stadju importanti u miri li kopru fost oħrajn riformi u investimenti li Malta kommettiet li tagħmel bħala parti minn Next Generation EU. Dan il-programm tal-Unjoni Ewropea li fih jinkludi il-Fond ta' Rkupru u Reżiljenza. Waqt il-pandemija l-Kummissjoni Ewropea kienet ħarġet b'dan il-programm b'din inizjattiva fejn ħeġġet l-istati membri biex jissottomettu proposti ta' proġetti li jixtiequ jwettqu kemm fil-forma ta' riformi istituzzjonali immanka investimenti oħrajn biex jagħtu mbuttatura lill-ekonomija tagħhom. U fil-verità Malta kommettiet madwar 44 miżura li se twettaq fil-snin li ġejjin u biex il-Kummissjoni Ewropea tagħti l-pagament hemm skrutinju sħiħ li huwa differenti ħafna mill-iskrutinju li kien isir qabel meta stat membru juża l-fondi tal-Unjoni Ewropea. U fil-verità dak li ġara f'dawn l-aħħar jiem meta Malta għamlet l-ewwel talba l-pagament lill-Kummissjoni Ewropea u bekk issa il-Kummissjoni Ewropea trid tiddeċiedi jekkux se taċċetta li tgħaddi jew le l-ewwel 60 miljun euro fotijiet bħala parti mill-faċilità tar-kupru u reżiljenza. B'kollox il-Kummissjoni Ewropea u stmat li se tiffinanzja madwar 258 miljun euro fi grants, jiġifieri fotijiet diretti taħt l-RRF, taħt il-faċilità tar-kupru u reżiljenza. Kemm il-darba l-Kummissjoni Ewropea taċċerta li il-miri u l-proġetti riformi li Malta kommettiet li twetta taħt dawn il-fondi verament saru. Proċess ħieħ biex il-Kummissjoni Ewropea tanalizza u tiċċertifika dan, imma sissa skont l-analiżi preliminari jidher li Malta qed tilħaq dawn il-miri u għal daqstant ma jidhirx li għandu jkun hemm diffikulta biex il-Kummissjoni Ewropea tgħaddi dawn is-60 miljun euro lil Malta. Imma din il-ġimgħa wkoll kena aħbar oħra relatata ma Malta u aktar mill-li ma Malta u koll ma l-Kummissjoni Ewropea. B'mod ġenerali kif skont Eurobarometru li nħareġ ftit ta' jemilu fil-verità erba' jemilu il-maġġoranza ta' ċittadini fl-Unjoni Ewropea qalu li isma l-Unjoni Ewropea qed tieħu azzjonijiet tajbin dwar il-kriżi tal-enerġija. B'mod partikolari aktar minn 8 minn kull 10 ċittadini jaqblu li l-Unjoni Ewropea għandha tkompli tieħu aktar azzjonijiet biex tnaqqas id-dipendenza fuq il-fuel mir-Russja. U aktar minn 83% ta' dawk li ħaddu sem fil-stħarriġ qalu li il-gwerra Russa fl-Ukrajna tagħmilha aktar urġenti biex l-Unjoni Ewropea u l-pajjiżi kollha fiħdana jinvestu aktar f'enerġija rinnovabbli. Dwar l-enerġija se nkomplu nitkellmu dalwaqt imma għalissa tajjeb nitkellmu dwar azzjoni li ħadet il-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'dawn l-aħħar ftit jiem. Kif il-Kummissjoni proponiet li ssaħħaħ ir-regoli li jipprevjenu u jiġġieldu t-traffikar tal-persuni. Kull sena aktar minn 7,000 persuna jisfaw vittmi ta' traffikar tal-persuni fl-Unjoni Ewropea. U din iċ-ċifra tista' tkun ħafna ogħla peresti ħafna vittmi ma jiġux irrappurtati. U l-ispiża annwali ta' traffikar tal-persuni fl-Unjoni Ewropea u stmat li tlaħħa aktar minn 2.7 biljun euro. U l-biċċa kbira tal-vittmi sfortunatament huma nisa u bniet. Iżda l-vittmi irġiel qegħdin jiżdiedu wkoll l-aktar biex jiġu sfruttati għax-xogħol.
Why is this such a terrible crime? It's very profitable because if you traffic drugs or firearms, you can only sell it once. But if you traffic a woman, a girl, for sexual purposes, you can sell her body again and again, and again, and again. We saw actually one of those criminals that were arrested. We saw a case where women were trafficked from one EU member state to another, and they were tattooed.
U l-forum ta' sfruttament lill-Kummissjoni Ewropea elenkat fil-proposta tagħha komplew jevolvu f'dawn l-aħħar snin u għedin hemm qed joħdu dimensjoni anke online u dan jitlob azzjoni għal daqsant ġdida fil-livell tal-Unjoni Ewropea peress li traffikanti qed joħdu vantaġġ mill-opportunitajiet biex jimpjegaw, jikkontrollaw, jittrasportaw u jisfruttaw lil dawn il-vittmi kif ukoll biex iċgħajlqu l-qliegħ u jilħqu persuni u organizzazzjonijiet oħrajn fl-Unjoni Ewropea u lilien minna. Regoli aġġornati mistennija jipprovdu wkoll għodot aktar b'saħħithom lill-awtoritajiet tal-infurzar tal-liġi fil-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea biex investigaw u juħdu passi kontra forum ġodda ta' sfruttament. Per eżempju, billi jiġi żgurat li l-użu konxu ta' servizzi provduti minn vittmi ta' traffikar ikun jikkonstitwixxi reat kriminali. Il-proposta tal-Kummissjoni resqet ukoll sanzjonijiet obbligatorji mhux biss kontra l-individwi iżda anke kontra il-kumpaniji li jkunu qed jisfruttaw lil dawn il-ħaddiema. Jiġifieri b'mod aktar sempliċi, jekk kumpanija f'Malta qed tisfrutta qed timpjega ħaddiem li qed jiġi jinstab li qed jiġi sfruttat jinsab f'ċirku ta' traffikar tal-persuni anke dik il-kumpanija tkun investigata u jittieħdu passi kontrija għal reati ta' traffikar tal-persuni. Il-proposta tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea fi kliem il-Kummissarju Ylva Johansson qed timira wkoll li tejjeb il-proċeduri għal identifikazzjoni bikrija ħafna u għall-għajnuna lill-vittmi fl-istati membri b'mod partikolari permezz tal-ħolqien ta' mekkaniżmu ġdid Ewropew fejn ikun hemm issu speċi ta' punt ta' referenza. Ma tgħidilna aktar dwar din il-proposta il-Kummissarju Johansson.
In the direct amended directive that I present today, we propose to add two more ways to things to be added into the definition of trafficking. We'll add forced marriage, which seem has got to go up, and also illegal adoptions. both these two should be covered. So far it's been voluntary for member states to include these other parts of trafficking, but very few member states, if any, have done so. So that's why we propose it to be covered in the directive in this new one. We also propose mandatory sanctions against companies responsible for trafficking offences. This has also been voluntary for member states, but very few have actually done much to impose that. Now we make it mandatory in the directive. We also stress the support of victims with the formal establishment of national referral mechanism. And why is this so important? Of course, we need to help these victims of trafficking, but very often they are afraid that they will be re-victimized or that they will be punished in one way or another. So it's extremely important that we have a proper system in place also for those that have been victims in different member states. So that's why we propose this amendment in the directive. The last thing I would like to mention is that we also make it mandatory to criminalize the use of services obtained from victims of trafficking when the user knows that the person is a victim. A number of member states have already criminalized this, but not all of them.
Dik kienet il-Kummissarju Ewropew Ylva Johansson titkellem fuq il-proposti fid-direttiva ġurnata kontra traffikar tal-persuni umani fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Il-passi li jmiss x'inhu huma? Il-passi li jmiss huwa l-Parlament Ewropew u l-Kunsill fejn hemm il-gvernijiet issa jeżaminaw din il-proposta u la darba tiġi adottata l-istati membri mbagħad jkun iridu jaqbdu dawk ir-regoli ġodda u jidaħluhom fil-liġijiet nazzjonali tagħhom. Iż-żewġ temi li jmiss se nittrattaw fil-programm aħna l-Ewropu huma dwar il-kompetizzjoni u l-enerġija. Se nibdew bil-kompetizzjoni, speċjalment dwar it-tħassib li kellha l-Kummissjoni Ewropea fuq prattiċi li jintużaw fuq pjattaformi diġitali li saru kważi s-swieq tradizzjonali li konna nixtru minnhom b'mod fiżiku u li llum nużaw biex nixtru l-prodotti u s-servizzi tagħna online. Fostom, qed nagħmel referenza ċara hekk għal Amazon. Il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ma kienx kuntenta bil-mod kif din il-kumpanija multinazzjonali kienet taħdem madwar l-Ewropa fis-swieq Ewropej u għal daqstant jidher li fl-aħħar jiem il-kumpanija ġiet lura b'rakkomandazzjonijiet dwar kif se tejjeb il-ħidma tagħha. Ħansegu lill-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Margrethe Vestager.
Amazon's practices, they raised three different competition concerns. The first was about the use of big data and Amazon's dual role as both marketplace and as a competitor to sellers active on its marketplace. Second concern was about the rules of access set by Amazon for sellers to appear in the buy box. And thirdly, it was about the rules set by Amazon for sellers and carriers to participate in the Prime program. When it comes to the data concern, Amazon gathers a lot of data from the activities of independent sellers on its marketplace. It then uses the data collected on the marketplace for its own retail activities. In fact, Amazon's retail operations get many insights from sensitive business data of 800,000 active sellers within the European Union. Amazon uses this data to make business decisions in its retail operations. So we were concerned that Amazon is able to take less risk than competing active sellers and retailers on its platform. And this is because competing retailers, well, they don't have access to this data. Therefore, our preliminary conclusion was that the use of data was an abuse of a dominant position by Amazon as a marketplace service provider in France and Germany. The second concern relates to the buy box, the buy box that you see when looking at a specific product on Amazon. The buy box offers the option to click and to buy easily, fast. The box represents over 90% of all views of offers on Amazon and the same very high share of all transactions. So it's really important for sellers to have unbiased access to that box. But we had concerns that the access to the box was favoring Amazon's retail operations.
Dawk il-kummenti ta' l-Viċi-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Margrethe Vestager dwar il-kompetizzjoni, speċifikament dwar it-ħassib li għandha l-Kummissjoni Ewropea u kif il-kumpanija multinazzjonali Amazon tipprova tindirizza dak it-ħassib dwar il-beħ elettroniku, il-kummerċ elettroniku, il-kummerċ online. L-aħħar parti tal-programm hija dwar l-enerġija. Se nsegu lill-Viċi-President ieħor tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Maros Sefcovic jitkellem dwar l-ekkim sejħa pjattaforma tal-enerġija u kif il-Kummissjoni Ewropea qed tipprova tindirizza din l-isfida kbira, kriżi li qed jaffaċċjaw b'mod dirett ħafna diversi pajjiżi fl-Unjoni Ewropea, anke riżultat tal-invażjoni Russa fl-Ukrajna. Nsegwu l-kommenti tal-Viċi-President Sefcovic u niġu fit-tmiem l-edizzjoni tal-lum.
Here today to inform you that we are advancing our work on joint gas purchasing under the EU energy platform. As you know, yesterday energy ministers adopted the regulation providing us with the legal basis that we need. And the Commission will lose no time in implementation. That is why this morning I held the first high-level industrial roundtable with 32 companies around the virtual table, and this marks the formal kickoff of our work, and we were honored to have President von der Leyen with us to open the meeting today. As the President said, our preparation for next winter starts today. We have achieved so much this year to reduce our use of Russian gas. The latest data also shows that we are on track to reach the target on gas demand reduction by 15%. But we know that next year will bring new challenges. According to the International Energy Agency, we might face a potential shortfall of some 30 billion cubic meters of natural gas next year. Today's discussion with the industry therefore focused on the need for its genuine engagement on the joint purchasing of gas to make it a reality and help avoid risk of shortage. Our immediate priority is to take all necessary steps towards demand aggregation and joint tendering well before the gas storage filling season begins next year. There is a political will, and now I am glad to see the constructive approach of our gas industry to play its important part. There is no time to lose, as any delay comes with a price tag. Joint purchasing should be as inclusive as possible, open to all member states and energy community contracting parties, including countries with limited diversification options, and all companies that wish to participate, regardless of their size. Optimization of infrastructure is another critical element of joint purchasing. We must remove existing bottlenecks and free capacity to ensure that LNG terminals and underground storages are ready to receive jointly procured gas. To that effect, we will launch a new booking system. On the supply side, we will continue our energy dialogue with the US, Norway, and other partners. We must more effectively coordinate the EU's and Member States' diplomatic outreach towards our key energy partners. Because when we act jointly and speak with one voice, we can truly boost our bargaining power. Finally, let me recall that healthy competition is the cornerstone of the well-functioning single market. I was pleased to have our Director General for Competition present in today's meeting alongside our Director General for Energy. Jointly purchasing gas through a consortium can limit the risk of European companies outbidding each other in a way that harms our citizens and our industry. The Commission is ready to assist the industry in this process to ensure full compliance of the joint purchasing with the competition rules. To take our work forward, I intend to convene the steering board consisting of the EU member states in January and our next steps will be as follows. First, our aim is to select a service provider by January 2023 to organize the IT platform for demand aggregation. Second, we will publish the aggregated demand and organize standards to attract supply offers in early spring. Third, we intend to conclude our first joint purchasing, including through long-term contracts with gas suppliers, well before next summer. So to conclude, today was an important first step in a first-of-its-kind operation of joint gas purchasing in Europe. With determination and cooperation, we can use this new tool to protect ourselves against gas shortages and high prices next winter.
Ubdaw il-kommenti ta' Maro Sefcovic, viċi-president tal-Kommissjoni Ewropea ġejna fit-tmiem il-programm Aħna l-Ewropa miġdid. Grazzi tal-li segwejtuna, nawguralkom il-milieti tajjeb u l-festi tajba.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġġub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.